Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has arrived in Tehran for his first visit to Iran since he took office on September the 8th. Abadi was welcomed to the airport by Iranian Deputy Foreign Minister Hossein Amir Abdollahian. The Iraqi Prime Minister is heading a high-level delegation and is scheduled to hold talks with senior Iranian officials. Earlier, Abadi said coordination on Iran's support in the campaign against ISIL terrorists is one of the issues on the agenda of the talks. He added that he will also discuss closer cooperation with Iran in the areas of energy, housing, and the reconstruction of Iraq. Let's discuss this further with E. Michael Jones. He's the editor of Culture Wars Online magazine, and he joins us via Skype from Indiana. Mr. Jones, thank you very much for joining us here on Press TV. Now, just before Haider al-Abadi came, we also saw the Lebanese defense minister visit Iran for strategies to fight Takfiri militancy in the region. Now, it seems that Iran is becoming the go-to country when it comes to counterterrorism policies. What do you think of it?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think they're the only power in the region that has the ability to put troops on the ground there to fight ISIL, because airstrikes are not going to solve this problem.
Right. So how do you interpret the Iraqi Prime Minister's visit in Iran is going to affect this fight against ISIL?
I think we have to take a step back and understand that we have a bigger problem here. You know, we're rational creatures. That means we have speech. That means we can talk to each other. But what are we going to talk about? Let's just say Islam. Do we have Islam in common? Does Islam stand for anything at this point? The Supreme Leader gave a speech in May in which he said we have to distinguish between the real Islam and the American Islam. Well, how are we going to do that? Especially if we look at the examples that the nations have set throughout the world for, let's say, the past, almost over 10 years now, beginning with the American invasion of Iraq. What's the lesson that these nations are teaching? They're teaching the lesson that might makes right, that those who have the power make the rules, and that nothing else counts. So if that's the case, how are you supposed to talk to these people? How are you supposed to talk to the ISIS people? What you're seeing is the people who have learned that lesson, that wicked lesson that was taught to them by these great powers, who deliberately broke the international law and now have created these monsters, actually armed these monsters, who are now acting on the principles that they've been taught. I think this is the biggest crisis we have right now. What are we going to talk about? How are we going to talk to these people?
And Mr. Jones, before I let you go, the inclusion of Iran and the recognition of Iran's role by these regional countries like Lebanon, like Iraq, when it comes to regional stability, do you think that undermines the quote-unquote U.S.-led coalition of regional players against ISIL?
Well, John Kerry says he doesn't want Iran as part of the solution. He's reacting to the Israel lobby, which sees Iran as the big enemy in the Middle East. And the United States will have this problem until they break the political power of the Israel lobby. But until that happens, we're not going to have a coordinated effort in dealing with this problem.
All right, let's leave it there for now. E. Michael Jones, the editor of Culture Wars Online magazine, joining us via Skype from Indiana. It's always good to have you with us here on Press TV, Mr. Jones.